WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. Focus on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it'll be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative. Some classics thrown in, but most of it probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Heavy Heart, Maggie Rogers, and Haley Bonner. Today's reissue song is from Sarah McLachlan off of a re-release of her classic Fumbling Towards Ecstasy. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new single from Daywave. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO is precisely why you tune in to Freeform Radio. Let's get this hour started with a song from Scott, and that's S-K-O-T-T. Scott is an otherworldly singer-songwriter. The story goes that she was raised by outcasted folk musicians in a forest commune in Scandinavia. This enigmatic artist has grown up with folk music as a steady diet, but she doesn't seem to want to swallow that genre in her own musical presentation. This young artist released her debut single, Porcelain, early this year and received critical acclaim. To take advantage of her newfound popularity, Scott has released a follow-up single. This is Lack of Emotion, which is kind of misnomer. There's plenty of emotion going on in this song. New music from Scott here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Cause you're not what I need, you're what I feel.
New music from Heavy Heart here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and we've just started the new release show. Heavy Heart is an unsigned mixed-gendered quintet based in London, and I tell you, this band slides easily through genres, moving from shoegaze to some nice alt-rock. I found these guys back in February, and their plan was to release one new single a month for a year, which is really quite the feat. I've been in touch with the band, and I asked them if they were thinking about compiling all this material and making an EP or an LP. They responded that they haven't decided what format that they're going to do, but they're going to let me know. This is their October installment, and this one is called Teenage Witch. Changing musical direction with an artist called Cote, C-O-T-E. She's relatively new, unsigned, singer-songwriter, and currently resides in Brooklyn. She released her first single, London, only 3 months ago. It's a very nice tune, by the way. Her second release, Greenlight, followed 2 months later. This talented young person has returned with yet another single. This one is Golden Hour. New music from Cote here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Intertwined, this is my design. Saw the signs, saw the fire.
This is the latest material from Tender here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK. You're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. So, Tender. It's two guys. Dan and James are from North London. They are total do-it-yourselfers. They create their dark grooves and sounds all in the basement of their apartment. They've just released their third EP, cleverly entitled EP3, which came out November 4th on Partisan Records. That track is called Design.
This is Barry Sanders. As a pro football player, I know that our bodies aren't built for bone-crushing impact. Brain injuries can be dangerous, resulting in consequences that can last long after the game. One example is uncontrollable outbursts of crying or laughing, possible signs of a neurologic condition called pseudo-Bober effect, or PBA. PBA can result from a variety of neurologic conditions or brain injuries. So visit tacklepba.org and talk to your doctor. Let's tackle this treatable condition together.
Brought to you by TacklePBA.org, the Brain Injury Association of America, and the Gridiron Greats.
Next up is a tune from Late Slip. And Late Slip is essentially Chelsea Nenny and Gabe Serrano. They're from the Los Angeles area. But about Late Slip, I decided to use a quote right from their website because it just seems so appropriate. So here it is. Quote, Late Slip melds grunge 60s pop and garage punk to deliver a sound that's infectious and distinctly West Coast. Think Veruca Salt plus Smithereens plus the White Stripes, unquote. They've just self-released their debut EP, Other Men. The track I have to play for you is Tears Are Gonna Sting. New music from Late Slip here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Day Wave right after the latest here from Maggie Rogers. New music from Maggie Rogers here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Originally found Maggie back over the summer when she released the song Alaska. The track is just blowing up all over the place. In fact, I just heard it over the weekend playing in a bar in Pittsburgh. WERS is playing it now too, and I love it when songs like that catch on. But remember, you heard it here first. Maggie is back, trying to take advantage of her newfound success, released this really nice follow-up song. The tune is called Dog Years. Well, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is the part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist and I'll follow it up with a selection from their past. The idea is it's supposed to be a little fun and add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is Daywave. Daywave is just the stage name for Jackson Phillips, a very talented singer-songwriter based out of Oakland, California. He studied at Berklee College of Music here in Boston. He was also one half of the band Carousel, of which I was a fan. I don't know if the band still is intact, but their Facebook page is still active and promoting Daywave. Apparently, Phillips needed to, I guess, find a different musical outlet. He released his first solo single, Nothing at All, in November of 2014, which I featured. Since then, Daywave has released two EPs, and they are now back with a brand new single. This one is called Wasting Time. So this is Daywave. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Carousel with Get Up, which was Jackson Phillips' first band. Seems like a decent way to do a lineage on that. And that was off their 2012 release, 26 Alston. That was an EP. Hey, if you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I posted it already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. Also, besides the playlist, are some videos housed in there, some free downloads available at my website as well, and an email function. If you want to send me a note, a suggestion, or a request, it's all there for you. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here today with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Sarah McLachlan, and the album that's been re-released is Fumbling Towards Ecstasy, which came out in 1993. This talented singer-songwriter has had a very long and successful career. Her first studio album came out in 1988, and slowly and steadily, she released a couple of albums every decade. Hence, she's won Grammys and Junos. For those of you who aren't Canadian, that's their version of the Grammys. Obviously, she's Canadian. So, which I understand makes her better. Anyway, so on Fumbling Towards Ecstasy, she hit the mark on several tracks. Songs like Ice Cream, Plenty, and of course, her big hit, Possession. So this is Sarah McLachlan with our reissue Song of the Week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Trapped in time. Freeform Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That is new material from Kid Coyote. Kid Coyote is Clara Berry and Joe O'Neill. They're an unsigned indie pop band originally from Boston, but now make their home in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. They met in college when O'Neill asked Berry to sing on an arrangement of a Radiohead song. Joe ended up joining Clara in her existing band, which was called Wool Dog. As they worked together, they recognized their desire to live and work together, you know, in together as professionals and also as personal. Sorry, lost my train of thought there. Anyway, that's how Kid Coyote was born. They released three singles so far in 2016, with the latest being what you just heard there, Go the Distance. Next up is something new from a wonderful artist by the name of Hazel English. She's 20-something, Australian-born, indie pop singer-songwriter that currently makes her home in Oakland, California. She's been coming on strong in 2016 with the release of six singles and will release her debut EP, Never Going Home, a little later this year. Something to note about her new EP is that it was produced by Jackson Phillips, who is the driving force behind the band Daywave, which I also just featured here on my lineage on today's show. By the way, the music blog, Stereo Gum, on October 28th, listed Hazel English as a, quote, artist to watch, unquote. I definitely agree. Song I have for Airplay is her latest single. This is Make It Better. New music from Hazel English here on Music You Might Otherwise Hear.
Go out all night. I wanna find boys. I want a new phone, and grow old, mama. I don't wanna find gold, mama. I wanna climb trees till my very knees bleed. I wanna stay close to me. Stay close to me.
That was a tune from Ellie Schoen here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss, and I'm TK. Ellie Schoen is a wonderful unsigned singer-songwriter from Fremantle, Australia. She's relatively new to the music scene with only an EP and a handful of singles to her name, but she's already garnering some attention from the music press from down under. And to be honest, I can't recall how I found her, but I'm really glad I did. I really like that tune. It's called Mumma, M-U-M-M-A. Next on the playlist is a new track from Hayley Bonner. I first found Miss Bonner in 2011 with the release of her debut album, Golder. Hayley's from Manitoba, Canada, but now makes her home in Minneapolis, Minnesota. What impressed me about this singer-songwriter is besides the music, she was able to raise money for the record that she started the debut on via Kickstarter. She's quite industrious. She's been working hard at it for over the past 5 years, and she has a new record deal and a new album. This effort is entitled Impossible Dreams, and the song I have for you this morning is Hometown. New music from Hayley Bonner here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. WMFO, let me slip in one more from Ivy League. They're self-described two alt-pop honeys from the slums of Melbourne, unquote. The band has grown to include two more players. They've just released a single. It's called Bleach. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of Music You Might Otherwise Miss.